T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, rolling into hour number 2. Shane Dennis, along with yours truly here as we get going. 869-1240, the number to call in. At the very least, the separation between KU football and David Beatty is ugly. David Beatty claiming that he is owed, a $3 million buyout to his contract. KU claiming in some kind of some fashion that there are potential NCAA violations. I don't know. The whole thing seems kind of murky to me at best right now.
Well, they released a statement, KU did, acknowledging that David Beatty is filing a lawsuit for his $3 million buyout, alleging that the school said it would fulfill the terms of his contract, which is the $3 million if he was fired without cause. But he's alleging that KU not only has not paid any of that buyout, but they're looking for stuff. And he went into kind of creepy particulars, saying they need that KU needed to, quote, find something, unquote, to void his buyout. In the suit's words, for example, a, quote, dead hooker in his closet, unquote. And that's a little extreme, but the point is David Beatty's suit alleges that KU's just drumming up reasons not to pay him the $3 million.
Right.
Now, the statement released by the university, to Bruce's point, says in part that University of Kansas is aware of a court filing submitted by the attorneys of former head football coach David Beatty. While the university typically does not comment on pending litigation, the nature of the current matter warrants further context. The filing is full of false claims and factual misstatements, including that KU's director of athletics made salacious comments about seeking reasons to withhold payment from Beatty. Simply, that did not happen. Here are the facts, and I'm reading from the statement here. Beatty was informed he would not be retained by KU on November 4th, 2018, but would be able to coach the remaining games. Immediately following the end of the season, Kansas athletic staff conducted standard exit interviews of all football coaches and staff, and through that process, we learned of possible NCAA violations allegedly committed by Beatty. KU contacted the NCAA and the Big 12 and began an investigation into the matter. Beatty refused to cooperate with the KU review, and ultimately, the NCAA took the lead in the still ongoing investigation. Due to the nature of the allegations, which, if true, would be in violation of the terms of Beatty's contract, the university has withheld payment of money owed to Beatty pending the outcome of the NCAA investigation. In a show of good faith, the university has placed the full amount owed in escrow. So, in other words, it's sitting there waiting for him if he's cleared of all these wrongdoings. So, there's an NCAA investigation that we're not aware of. And let the KU football jokes begin.
Here's the biggest one. If we're going to cheat, can we at least win some games?
Mm-hmm, that would be the first last joke. Michael Lyons, an attorney representing Beatty when reached for comment, sent the following statement to SB Nation. Quote, while I am inclined to let our lawsuit speak for Coach Beatty, KU's conduct is reprehensible and frankly unbecoming of an institution that the Beattys still hold in high regard. Coach Beatty and his family have given their heart and soul to KU, treating the young men of KU football as their own. KU made promises to Coach Beatty, and now they're moving the goalposts in an order to render these promises meaningless. In the end, we believe a jury will find that Coach Beatty is owed what he was promised, unquote.
Shane, is there a bigger blank show in college football than KU? I mean,
not lately.
I mean, Seriously. I mean, come on.
Come on what? If they're guilty of NCAA infraction, well, yeah, but if...
Well, I know.
If they're guilty of...
Right. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not... I'm just saying, can we have a normal day?
Well, right.
Can we have a day where the program's moving forward? Can we have a day where...
Well, we had that when they hired Les Miles, so that lasted a little while.
I guess so. Yeah, that was about a day, wasn't it? And that was about a day. New facilities are going up and I guess that they're finally joining the arms race in the Big 12. Good for them. That's great. But for the love of God, is this really what they need right now? Dealing with this? I mean, my God.
Well, look,
I
don't know who looks worse here, but I can't help but have this part of the KU release stick out to me, that Beatty refused to cooperate with the KU review and ultimately the NCAA took the lead in the still ongoing investigation.
According to KU.
Yeah, this Absolutely. Is according to KU, yeah, I get
according
it.
According to KU, right.
So
Absolutely.
If true, that looks really bad on David Beatty's part. And look, KU has had no problem paying coaches to go away. They're used to it. They're getting good at it. They did it to Turner Gill and they did it to Charlie Weiss. And so why would David Beatty be any different? And this is a kind of a drop in the bucket compared to those other two guys that they paid go away.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that KU's wrong. I don't know enough about all of it, other than it's just always something.
Right.
I mean, it's like, can we just operate a program, please? Can we just operate day to day? Can we figure out a way to get better day to day? I mean, just line them up. It's been one travesty after another, from Turner Gill to Charlie Weiss and now through David Beatty. It's crazy.
And now this is kicking back on KU more so than just a nice hire. You know, this lawsuit alleges that the school is plotting a way to find a way out of the buyout.
Mm-hmm,
that's
right.
The departure between the two coaches before Beatty and him. The lawsuit says, and I quote, "In the days and weeks that followed Beatty's firing, and on more than one occasion, and in the presence of multiple KU and or Kansas Athletics employees, A.D. Long and at least one other senior Kansas Athletics official commented that they needed to, quote, find something on Coach Beatty, unquote, so that they might avoid having to pay him the contractually owed $3 million.
Well,
and
yeah,
that's a good look. The suit goes on to detail,
right,
quote, more specifically, it was suggested by those same employees that Kansas Athletics need to find a, quote, dead hooker in Coach Beatty's closet, unquote, to provide leverage in resolving their $3 million payment problem, unquote. I just find that hard to believe that KU is so, not that they're cash strapped, but that they just don't.
Over $3 million, which,
right,
yes, is a lot of money, but in terms of what we're talking about, isn't exactly a pittance, but it's not a huge amount of money.
Look, Adidas could
write a check
like that without even asking for any details, or anybody else for that matter. I just didn't think, first of all, Beatty doesn't strike me as a guy to go kicking and screaming. I'd kick and scream maybe a little bit over $3 million that I felt like I was owed too, especially if it seems like, or more than seems like to David Beatty, that KU's out to get him once he's already out the door and not to pay him what he's owed. This is a good one. This is a new one to me.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, KU's willingness to do this in the past is exclusive of their association with Jeff Long too. You've got a new athletic
that's
director,
right. That's
in there,
true.
And so who knows what his sensibility is towards these types of buyouts? We don't know.
And
we don't know.
And we we know that Jeff Long is a quote unquote football guy.
Yep.
You know, he's that's let's be honest, that's what he's brought to KU for. Fix football.
Sure.
And no, this is beyond ugly. This has gone to the courts now.
Oh, it's just not what you need.
Mm-mm.
It's just such dirty laundry. And it's just it's not a good look whatsoever. And like I said, it's Kansas football.
What's the investigation? What's the self-initiated investigation being conducted? I want to know the details of that.
Well, that's a good question. And here's the rest of the story. Really? So on top of that, is there the possibility then of further NCAA sanctions to a program? And this is what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. right? If I'm to believe in the statement, the sanctity of the statement from KU, that potential NCAA rules have been broken here, what does that mean for the program moving forward?
Further hole to dig
further,
out of.
Further? Yeah, more indignity. You know, more to dig out from. Look, they're still trying to dig out from all of the crap under Charlie Weiss in particular. And they still aren't at a balanced scholarship situation. They're still not using their entire 85. I mean, that program is still in arrears and still trying to catch up to the rest of the league. So this is just, it's not, when I saw this, I was like, you just got to be kidding me.
Yep.
The last thing in the world that they need at KU is this kind of thing.
A lawsuit by an outgoing coach.
Yes.
Now, since his firing, and it was more immediately after his firing than probably now, because I haven't heard much of anything about his popularity now, but Tom Herman and the Texas staff invited him to join the Longhorns mm-hmm. before they played sure. Oklahoma. In the Big 12 championship game, his name, according to SB Nation, has been linked to Texas as potential assistant. But if he actually didn't cooperate in a real investigation by the university and self-investigation and subsequently inviting the NCAA to look into it, then won't that hurt his future employment?
Well, someone's not telling the truth here, Shane.
Right.
And... yeah, I mean, someone is essentially, well, they're lying. Somebody is. So it's either David Beatty or it's the University of Kansas. And...
well, and they're both locked up in a he said, he said.
Of course.
And apparently, or at least on the surface, we're going to have to really dig to find the proof or the truth.
And that'll look good.
Well, that NCAA investigation is a nice smoke screen for Kansas, but in the end, it would only be hurting Kansas.
Well, of course.
Might save them some money.
Game.
Yeah, might save them some money.
If that's the real case, then that's not good. I don't know.
Well.
Just such a train wreck. Such a train wreck. And yes, they might have the right engineer now. Maybe they do in Les Miles. But... I don't know. I'm not sure how far.
Where were we when there was this investigation announced? Was it ever?
Never.
I didn't know that they were under investigation. I didn't know if it was a KU-led investigation. That's news to me. Anybody else hear about that?
No.
Anybody?
Well, it wasn't reported anyway.
Right.
That I'd seen. So, if you're on David Beatty's side of the argument, it's an awfully convenient bit of timing although it seems a bit severe, if you're going to put yourself in a position and you start using terms like NCAA, potential NCAA violations, I'm not sure that's a great tact by Kansas. Look, I don't know. I don't know. It's ugly. It's mudslinging or worse. and someone's obviously not telling the truth.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it ends up, but I can't imagine.
There will be no winner in this one. I don't think. NCAA officials interviewed Beatty on February the 27th, according to his lawyers. Just kind of sifting through this. In a November 29th memo that Jeff Long sent to David Beatty, according to his attorneys, the AD wrote, and again, this is according to Beatty's attorneys, quote, "As discussed in my office on November 4th, pursuant to Section 12 of your employment agreement, your agreement with Kansas Athletics, Inc. was terminated without cause effective November 24th, 2018. All liquidated damages payments owed to you will be paid out consistent with Section 12 of your current amendment employment agreement, Section 7D, and your current amended professional services agreement," unquote. Which I think, starting in December, was $500,000 a shot until it was all paid up.
I think that's correct.
Which
right.
hasn't happened. And like I said, no winner in this one, whatever happens, because they could get more sanctions. It could be proven in a court that KU was withholding his payment that he was deserved because they actually were trying to dig something up or find something.
That's the worst case scenario. That one right there is the worst case scenario because that reflects on the KU administration for future hirings.
Yeah.
If that is out there publicly, that's the way that they do business. And look, I don't know.
Yeah, this is all alleged.
I don't know.
We'll wait.
It's all,
see.
Yeah, right. It's all alleged. But if that is shown to be true, that might be the worst case scenario. Because then you've got a stain to your reputation in terms of hiring, and who wouldn't look at that? I would think. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
But, well, you would sit down with the powers that be and say, now walk me through this David Beatty thing. What happened?
I would.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You would.
I mean, I would.
You know, because, and maybe Les Miles did it. I would hope, although none of this came out at the time of his hiring. Maybe Jeff Long clued him in to the way
and
Beatty
I wonder,
was going out.
And by the
know.
Way, Shane, riddle me this. What kind of things could David Beatty and or his staff be doing that was influential enough in the direction of this program that they could have been committing NCAA violations? There are so many nuances here because there are so many different levels of potential violations, from very serious to essentially meaningless. Well, not meaningless. There are rules for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
But there are obviously various levels of rules and the importance and the seriousness of those rules.
Mm-hmm.
But what exactly is it that they could have been doing that changed the trajectory of this program?
That's a funny question. They clearly didn't. Change the direction of the program.
There is no change in the trajectory of this program at all. I don't know. I mean, Kelvin Sampson made too many phone calls when he was at Indiana, right? I mean, essentially, maybe I'm oversimplifying that.
Probably you are, but yeah. What we know about, yeah, he did make too many phone calls.
Yeah, he made too many phone calls.
He probably did a few other things because he had a show cause thing that kept him out of coaching for a while, did he not?
Mm. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
And so,
well, he had similar things at Oklahoma and Indiana.
Yeah, LU, right. So, yeah, that's where it started.
And relative to the NCAA, can't you find a smoking gun if you really go look hard at it with all of the rules and regulations that are out there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about that, though? How bad is that? If this is true, KU called the NCAA and said, come check us out, and please show us that there have been some improprieties, and while secretly going, okay, good, now we don't have to pay him the $3 million. You're telling on yourself, getting yourself in trouble for the sake of not paying your outgoing head coach $3 million.
Right.
That is way oversimplifying it, but that's kind of how it looks.
Of course it is. Yeah, that's how it would
look. How it seems.
So, I can't imagine Jeff Long dealing in petty politics. I just don't. He's a smart guy.
Sure seems like it's beneath him, doesn't it?
It seems way beneath him. So, and I only know David Beatty in terms of putting a microphone in front of his face. So, I don't know. All I know is that it doesn't have a good look, and it doesn't have a good look for either side.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
At all. So, you've got that going on. But my goodness. Please. Anyway. All right, 869-1240. That's the number. You can call the show at your convenience. Now, we'll get into the latest going on in the NFL, as guys are now being signed legally in free agency after the tampering period. Another crazy day yesterday as we continue to parse through the NFL. Stay with us. Shane and Bruce with you. Sports Daily on the Sports Station. KPH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.